When I was in high school, I spent most of my free time practicing point. In ballet, being on point was the highest possible potential a dancer could achieve, but it was also incredibly painful and competitive. I don't remember this, but my mom said I would be in such pain from rehearsing in my ballet point shoes that I would break down and cry about it. My mom was not pushing me hard to be a prima ballerina, but I knew the financial sacrifices she was making for me to reach my highest potential in ballet, and I didn't want to let her or myself down. Before you fall short of your potential, find a positive pusher. If you have ever worked with me, I've probably pushed you beyond your perception of success. That's because no matter who you are, I make it a practice to push people to their highest potential. Not everyone makes it with this strategy. I've had my fair share of people bailing on me, but those who stick it out with me and respond positively to the push reap the rewards that can serve them for many years to come. The pitch challenge today: in what part of your life do you need a push? Are you pushing yourself hard enough? Sometimes, even for the most motivated among us, it's difficult to push ourselves to the next level. Who can you call on to help push you forward? Who is a positive pusher, motivator, challenger in your life? I have a few, but one I can always rely on for a positive push is my mom. Today is actually her birthday and my Amazon anniversary for the Pitch with Amy Summers, so I'm thinking about my mom today. When I was undecided about diving in deep with producing this flash briefing, feeling like I was in over my head, she reminded me of what I was capable of and believed that I could do it. When I was in the middle of launching my second company, Inisivox, this year, and exhausted to the point that I couldn't come up with a name for the company, my mom stuck by my side into the late night, and we brainstormed until we landed on Inisivox. So many times we get so close to that finish line and have no idea how close we are before we give up. Your potential is always greater than you think is possible. The key to pushing to your highest potential is identifying a positive pusher who can help propel you there and keep you on point.